Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let's talk about the word fable. First of all, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says a succinct fictional story.
Right. Now, the whole point of a fable is after we hear that succinct little story, then we're supposed to draw a conclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the author tells us a story, and then we're supposed to kind of generate in our mind the moral of that story. Oh, I see. So you shouldn't cry a wolf when it's not really happening, because then what if sometime you ask for help and nobody believes you anymore? So we hear the story, and then in our mind, we're supposed to sort of come up with like the moral of that story or the teaching of that story. And what I see is that for kids, for little people, life is one big fable. It's this ongoing story that teaches them about life. And then they're consistently just drawing conclusions about life from all the things that they see. And so, you know, they're these little junior scientists reflecting on what we're doing all the time. I had a friend of mine who's a Christian parent educator, and somebody said to him, "Steve, you know, my kids are in their teenage years. They don't listen to me anymore. What should I do?" And he looked at them, and he gave it a moment of prayerful thought, and he said, "You shouldn't worry about the fact that they never listen to what you say. You should worry about the fact that they're always watching what you do."
Yeah.
And I think
much bigger deal, isn't it?
Right. And that's what kids do. They watch what happens around them, and then they draw conclusions based on what they see. Now, which is okay, you know, because kids are actually great little observers. You know, they see things that the rest of us don't even see because they're just so busy taking it all in and watching. And so the problem with the fables we come up with is not that kids are bad observers. They see what they see, and they see it very clearly. The problem is, when it comes time to draw conclusions about what they're seeing, kids make two mistakes all the time because they're little. One is that little people can only think of like two things at a time. So I love you or I hate you. You're my best friend or you're not. And so let's say, for example, I have a dad that's really harsh and maybe even abusive. If I'm a little kid, I don't think, "Oh, golly, I know a lot of other guys are different probably, and my dad's probably different in this way, but it's too bad that he's abusive." I don't think that if I'm a little kid.
Right.
I watch my dad, and what do I think? Men are abusive.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I draw a very black and white, either or sort of extreme version, conclusion of what I'm seeing. Because they see the data clearly, but they're such little black and white little thinkers that the conclusions they come to are really, really either or. So that's one problem with our fables. We get stuck with thoughts that are real black and white when they don't make any sense. And the second thing that happens when kids interpret things is, well, it comes down to this. Who does every little kid think everything's about?
Themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if I'm that little kid and my dad's abusive, I think all men are abusive. There must be something wrong with me. And so the kids, they see that the behavior that's inappropriate, but they draw conclusions that are real black and white, and they assume it's their fault, which is why, you know, this just happened to me a little bit ago. A guy told me, he was in the process of getting a divorce. He told his five-year-old that mom and dad were getting a divorce. And the five-year-old just started weeping and weeping. And the dad expected the kid to be sad, but he didn't quite expect that reaction. And he said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And the little guy says, "I knew I should have come home on time from school yesterday."
So he felt it was his fault.
Right. So everything's real black and white, and it's all somehow about me. Here's an example from my life. I think there are about 17 sort of fables that people come up with. We all have sort of a favorite one that we tend to kind of come back to over and over again. Mine personally one is that I'm invisible, by which I mean this. I grew up in a family of six kids. My dad had a couple jobs to support us. My mom was busy, of course, taking care of six kids and running the house. So it didn't get a lot of attention. Not bad attention, just didn't get a whole lot of attention. And then when I went to school, I was really shy, really introverted. So my teachers didn't really need to talk to me because I didn't create a problem. And of course, the other kids didn't find me very interesting. So pretty much people just didn't talk to me. And so I came to the conclusion, it really doesn't matter that I'm here. Now, here's the problem with that. Because I had that belief way inside me, then for a long time, as several of us would be standing around and people would say, "Hey, Glenn, where do you want to go out to eat?" I'd say, "I don't care. I don't mind. What do you want?" Because really deep down, see, what I thought is, I don't matter. And so I wouldn't even speak up about what I wanted or even be clear with people or even tell my truth pretty much because I really, really thought I just don't matter.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.